This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. That's, of course, coming up an hour from now. That'll be a good time. We have to talk about the narrative, what they do, why they do it, why they're better at it than we are, and how do we get better? We'll talk a lot about that tonight because there's all kinds of stuff still in the news, from the Jordan Neely stuff in the New York subway to the Texas shootings. We have system people shifting themselves around to try and placate you. What's coming for the future of blue? Where there are a bunch of school employees who keep getting caught with children, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to have a very hard talk about that. That might be very soon here. I want to get to a couple other things. Title 42, why do you keep hearing that word? What's it mean? The CIA killed JFK, and our U.S. of gay foreign policy. All that is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here with the narrative. The narrative. You've heard me talk about it before if you're a longtime listener of the show. The narrative is so important. Narrative is so important in general for people. Let's here's an example. Set all the politics aside for a moment. When the wife and I were dating, we were getting ready to get married. We were going to a church down in Tucson, and the church's rule was they would not marry you until you went to the pre-marriage counseling classes they had. And we didn't mind. We knew the pastor really well. So we decided, oh, yeah, okay, no problem at all. And one of the things, one of the most important things we learned there, and it's so incredibly true, is setting the tone. Setting the tone. What do I mean? What do I mean by this? Well, when you wake up in the morning, first thing when you roll over, is it, "Your snoring kept me up all night." Is it, "Oh, I don't like that nighty too much. Can you find a new one?" Or is it, "Hey, good morning." Now, what's the difference in those? The difference is, if it's, "Your snoring kept me up all night," you have just set the tone. You've set my day, especially my day with you, on a negative trajectory. If I get home from work tonight, when I get home from work, she won't do this, but if I walk in the door, long day, "Hey kids, you forgot to take the trash out." Boom. Bad mood rest of the night. Guaranteed. I've done it to her. Not in ways like that, but just say something. But I'm calling her on the way home. Maybe I did have a bad day. Call her on the way home. She answers the phone. "Hey, you coming home? Yeah, it sucked at work today. Chris was an idiot." I didn't actually say that, Chris, but you... Boom, you can tell I just ruined her night. Mood changed. Because setting the tone is everything. Everything. Very impossible to reverse once you've set a bad tone. Did you know that? Something I've discovered. Now translate that to national politics. This is what happens. This is what the communists in America have now completely mastered, and the right, as per usual, we're about 10,000 years behind the communists on this. Right when a story happens. And it doesn't, there's no specificity. Chris, how about that word? What, Chris? I just hammered that word out there on a Monday. The specificity of the story doesn't matter. Meaning, it doesn't have to be a shooting. It doesn't have to be a conflict in a subway. It really doesn't matter what it is. Whenever there is a story out there that the communists believe will create emotion in you, the communists sees that as the opportunity it is to set the tone for the entire country, create the narrative. They've done this masterfully my entire life. The right has pathetically never fought against it. Half the time, they help them out with it. And look, here's a great example. Great example. Jordan Neely. He's dead. He was that guy riding the subway in New York City. He's been arrested about 10 million times. He was actually making verbal threats to hurt other people on the subway when he was subdued by the Marine. We now know from videotape that has emerged, the Marine, Daniel Penny, let go of him when he was still breathing and was moving him into a recovery position. This is something you would see if you have ever trained at all with grappling or any kind of ground fighting stuff where someone might get choked out or might pass out. You move him into a recovery position. You do that to make sure they're okay. Now, he rolled him over. Don't know whether he held him too long. Guy was on drugs. I don't know. The guy died anyway. But we know now the guy's a violent piece of trash. We know it was a Marine who choked him out. We know the Marine actually didn't want him to die, was trying to make sure he didn't die. And we know all these things now. Now, how many New Yorkers know those things? Forget about New York. How many Americans in general know those things? Now, keep in mind, I'm not talking about you. Remember, you're the tip of the spear, the one percenter. You're the hyper informed, not you. How many of your neighbors know, your normie norm neighbors, how many of them know anything I just told you? Everything I just said is true. Not one. What, one? Do you think maybe one? Possible? Probably not, right? Why not? Because as soon as Jordan Neely died, you looked at the video of Jordan Neely's death and you thought, oh man, that looks horrible. What's going on? I hope, let's figure out the facts. Say who did what here? I don't know. Immediately you're asking questions. You're trying to figure out the truth. Trying to figure out who's the good guy, who's the bad guy, what should be done, how do we avoid this again? That's how you think. But this goes back to what I was talking about last week. I'm probably going to bring this up again because I've decided that it's absolutely brilliant, Chris. But the little old lady walking down the sidewalk with a big old purse. And she trips and she falls and she eats it and the contents of her purse go everywhere and she's sitting there, ah, my knee hurts. You see that and you see a little old lady. Your heart breaks. You're over there helping her. What do you need? Can I help you up? Do we need to get you medical attention? Oh, shoot, your purse contents, your wallet's there, your lipstick's here, your knitting stuff or whatever it is old women do. Let's get this back in your purse. Let's get you helped. That's what you see because you're a normal person. The communist doesn't see any of that. The communist sees the wallet. The opportunity. There's a wallet to grab. Think I'll snatch it up and take off. Old woman, what? That doesn't stir an anti-human. So the communists saw Jordan Neely die, and immediately they thought, give me 48 hours, I'll form a narrative. And already, AOC, various media figures out there, white supremacists, black men assaulted. Of course, surprise, surprise, Jordan Neely's family is lawyered up and they're making demands. Of course they're making demands. I guess the checks are about to roll in for the Neelys, as per usual. Same thing in Texas this weekend. Texas, death. Horrible. Army veteran, but got kicked out for mental health reasons. Latino guy. Marches into a gun-free zone, a Texas mall, starts mowing people down. Eventually gets killed. Immediately, and I mean immediately, the communists, not seeing the dead bodies, not seeing the dead families, immediately they pounce. See, I could sit here, I'm not going to give out names, but I can tell you right now, father, wife, or husband, wife, two kids, very young kids, husband, wife are dead. Youngest child is dead in that shooting. Oldest child is hospitalized but expected to survive. Now, I just told you that. How do you feel right now? What's going through your head? I just told you about father, mother, child dead, one child left alive. Let me ask you something. Are you thinking about politics right now? Of course you're not. Are you thinking about laws, taxes, spending, abortion? Are you thinking about any of those things right now as it relates to the people I just brought up? Of course you're not. Because you're a human being with values and some sort of soul. Your heart is probably broken right now. The ladies listening probably actually let out a, oh, I know. It's exactly what my wife did. It's what I did on the inside. Because you're a human being. But the communist doesn't think in these terms. The communist, you see, he saw the same people dead that you just heard about. He saw it. He knew it. How does the communist think?
This isn't about mental health, which every other country has problems with. It isn't drugs, which every other country struggles with. It isn't computer games, which every other country has. It's the gun. Let's stop saying Congress must act and start saying the Republican Party must act. Let's stop treating the GOP as the party of law and order and treat them more accurately as the party of gun violence, of school shootings, of mall massacres. And let's work to ban assault weapons right now. For God's sake, ban the damn AR-15.
You saw the dead mom, the dead dad, the dead child, the other child. God only knows what kind of trauma they're going to grow up with now. You're probably thinking about that as well. I hope that child has anything. Can we do anything for him? Well, I get it. I get it. The communists didn't even see that. Can't possibly. He's interested in forming the narrative. We're not done on this narrative talk. We're going to continue on that in just a moment. Let's do bring this up really quickly, though. I talked to you about getting gold or silver from Oxford Gold a lot, about getting in your IRA or 401k. That's basics. Protect your retirement is basic. If you don't do that, I can't help you. You're going to wait till the bubble pops and lose it all? But let's talk about the physical gold and silver coins they send to your front door. Maybe it goes through your head that you're not going to use them. What if you don't use them? Jesse, what if I don't use them? Well, one, let's be clear about something. I hope you never have to use gold and silver coins. I hope I never have to use my gold and silver coins. But let's say you don't ever use them. Let's say you don't. Can you think of something cooler to pass down to your children than gold and silver coins? It's better than your old mothballed wardrobe, the car that needs new tires. Imagine passing that down to your children. 833-995-GOLD. Get some gold and silver coins delivered to your home. 833-995-GOLD.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
As we approach Memorial Day this weekend, and Memorial Day weekend, I'm rushing it.
It's not Memorial Day weekend. It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats at jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to the narrative. Jordan Neely dies. The governor's out there.
So we'll see how this unfolds, but his family deserves justice. It became very clear that, you know, he was not going to cause harm to these other people. And the video of three individuals holding him down.
No truth in any of that whatsoever, but Kathy Hochul knows that doesn't matter. The narrative is what matters. Here's Jamal Brown.
I couldn't help but think of the, like, 10 other things that could have been done before this person decided to wrap his arms around Mr. Neely's neck and choke him to death. The entire world saw it. The entire world.
The narrative. The narrative after the Texas shooting this weekend.
There is no safe place in America anymore. There's no church that's safe. There is no school that's safe. There's no shopping mall that's safe. There's no library that's safe. Not because of books. Not because of trans kids.
This guy needs a male vitality stack from Chalk, by the way.
Who want health care. But because of things that people own. Because we value things over people.
The narrative. Now, the communist, as we just discussed, has an advantage when forming a narrative, when setting the tone for a nation. His advantage is he doesn't care about people. He doesn't have a value system that you or I would recognize. There's no moral founding whatsoever. Therefore, he can look at some dead kids in a mall and he just wouldn't, It would never occur to him to not use the death of those kids to hurt his political opponents and reward his friends. Everything in his life's about power and destruction. You don't think like that, and you could never think like that. And I'm glad. I don't want you to ever think like that. I don't want me to ever think like that. However, it is really, really, really important for us to understand that's how he thinks. And he thinks that way not because he ever cares at all about shootings or some dude dead in the subway. Well, I don't know much, but I know this, and I swear this to you on my right arm. Let it fall off right now if I'm lying. I promise you, Kathy Hochul didn't shed a tear for Jordan Neely.
So we'll see how this unfolds, but his family deserves justice. It became very clear that, you know, he was not going to cause harm to these other people, and the video.
She didn't have a moment where she went, oh, where she felt bad. No, at no point in time, underneath all that plastic surgery, did Kathy Hochul's tear ducts begin working, murking, and she, oh no, look, her eyes are leaking. Never. This loser, what's this guy's name? Mehdi Hasan. At no point in time did he look at the dead family in Texas and shed a tear.
This isn't about mental health, which every other country has problems with. It isn't drugs, which every other country struggles with. It isn't computer games, which every other
country... Yeah, we got it. He's gun grabbing. The right will finally begin fighting against the left's narrative appropriately when we understand how they think and why they think that way. They don't care about anything they tell you they care about. Every single thing they say, every single thing they do is about power and destruction, and therefore it must be fought against no matter what. But the right, the real failure of the right, the reason the right has failed, gosh, for 41 years, my whole life, at countering these narratives is because the right is afraid. The right is afraid. One, and two, the right thinks that they're dealing with people who share their values. That's why in the wake of Black Lives Matter burning down American cities, Mitt Romney will just throw on his stupid mask and go marching with them in the streets. Well, look, we have to understand. Remember, that's why I lost my church. That's why I lost my church. Just too weak and stupid. The poor pastor up there that right after St. George Floyd died. Well, I do have to examine my white privilege. Just too weak and stupid. Not able to get it done. Until we start bucking up and realizing what we're dealing with here, we'll never be able to fight against the narrative. We should be creating our own narratives. Our own narratives. Much less stop helping them form false ones. Every single thing that happens, without exception, everything will be looked at by the anti-humans as an opportunity. Everything. And what we have to do is not become anti-human. What we have to do is understand that about them. That's all it takes. You know immediately, in the wake of a mass shooting, when they run to the TV sets, the politicians and the pundits, and your liberal Aunt Peggy, when she goes to Facebook, ban all the guns. Liberal Aunt Peggy didn't shed a tear for a single dead child. Ever. Liberal Aunt Peggy is a despicable, vile, violent, communist robot who wants you disarmed so she can hurt you. As soon as you understand that, then the narrative stopped being formed so easily. We failed, time and again. After COVID, after Floyd, after time and time again, we failed. Let's stop failing, all right? Let's talk about schools and people around our kids real quick. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Only about 30 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday. That's going to be fun. It's a good one today, too. Let's get to a couple emails first. Dear unfortunate soul who declares barbecue as only okay. A point you hammer home routinely personally hit me very hard.
I live in a very red part of a blue state and work for a woke Fortune 500 company. In my department, I would venture to say at least 80% of employees lean right. We know who the commies are because they stick out like a sore thumb. We recently had one of those unsexy elections a little while ago, he said, school boards and city council. One of the commies took a personal day on election day. When I asked them if they enjoyed their day off, they said they spent it poll watching. Legal and local, blocking and tackling. I couldn't find a single right-leaning employee who went to vote that day. They are committed to their cause. We are not. Oh, geez. Are you kidding me, Chris? Chris just told me. Okay, so that actually piggybacks off a point I was about to say. We had local elections here in Texas this weekend. Critical elections. Critical propositions. City council races. Chris said at his location this week, 97 people voted. We had city council votes in my town, and less than 2,000 people total went out and voted. Less than 2,000 people in total went out and voted. Now, I don't want to act like it's all bad. If you're looking for some good news with all the shooting stuff and Biden stuff and all that other stuff, let's put it this way. In Texas, there were many, many, many great things that happened in school boards and other places. But as far as the mentality of the right, we are so far behind them. They understand. This guy's colleague took a day off to go work the polls on election day, and none of his buddies even went and voted. I told you before, it was last week. I'm on this group text with all the neighborhood guys and all guys I know personally, all guys I hang out with, and it's all about golf. Are we golfing this Sunday? Hey, are we gonna go get together to have a crawfish boil? Hey, did you see this about this and that? It's all normal talk. I sent one text out telling you, go vote. This is who you vote for. It's an important election. Crickets. Not a word. We are focused on the bright lights. We're focused on the big, sexy stuff. And that's our failure. If you go talk to your Republican friends and start bringing up politics, how long until they start talking about Trump or Heavy D? Presidential election. Joe Biden with Memorial Day coming up.
As we approach Memorial Day this weekend, and Memorial Day weekend, I'm rushing it.
Ask that buddy of yours who his state senator is. Ask him. I'm not trying to beat people down with this. I'm trying to wake us all up, myself included, for the basic blocking and tackling they do. We don't want to do that. We want the star quarterback. Just give me Trump out there to right all the wrongs. We want the star quarterback out there dropping back, throwing 60-yard bombs. It's so beautiful. The crowd's going crazy. Woo! We don't want to be the fat offensive lineman who stops the defensive end from tearing our quarterback's head off so he can make the throw. But the fat offensive lineman's the most important guy. Making the tackle when you get in contact with someone's the most important thing. As Vince Lombardi said, all football is blocking and tackling. We don't want to do it. We want the triple wide receiver reverse. Look how fast he is. We don't want to do the basics. We have got to get better at the basics. We have got to get better at the basics.
Yeah.
Right, and by the way, this is a good time to bring this up. Speaking of basics, I'm not going to give out any names. You know, I don't do that. There was a story last week that we were tracking where some woman had interactions with a guy who turned out to obviously be a very, very bad guy. And he preyed upon her when she was out jogging. This happens a lot. women getting preyed upon when they're out jogging. Just happened in New York City, gosh, a couple months ago we talked about it. Of course, some piece of trash got let out of jail. 50-some-year-old woman gets preyed upon horribly while she's out jogging. And ladies, just being Dad Jesse here for a moment. One, please buy a Hero Arrow. Let me talk to you about the Hero Arrow really quickly here. It's small, okay? It's non-lethal. You know, don't have to worry about shooting yourself in the foot or something like that. It shoots pepper gel. But I really want to encourage you to go look at how small it is. And I say that to you for this reason. Ladies, I know for a variety of reasons, you do not like to wear a lot of clothing when you're out jogging. I understand that. And you know what? God love you for it. I appreciate you making the world a more beautiful place. However, you are prey. There are bad, evil people out there. You are vulnerable. I'm not saying stop listening to music, but man, carry something on you. These guys, they see you jogging every day. They know where you jog. These predators, you ever read up on these predators? They'll stalk you for a month figuring out where you are, waiting for just the right time. You're not paying attention. You don't know that guy exists. He knows you exist. I'm not telling you to go hide under your bed. Carry something on you, please. A Hero Arrow slips right, even those little hot little shorts you have. They have a wee little pocket on them, or someplace in your sports bra you're wearing. It has a little pocket on them. The wife has these in her sports bras with a pocket that's big enough to hold a Hero Arrow. Carry it on you, please. I hate reading these stories, man. Just friggin' awful. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Carry something on you, all right? Look, some women now will start carrying actual real handguns on them, and I love that too. If you can do that, do that. But that's a very, very difficult sell because they're bigger and they're heavier. I mean, my Glock 19, 4 or 5 pounds, you're not fitting it in anything you would carry when you're jogging. But the Hero Arrow, not only is it small, it doesn't weigh very much. There's no reason you can't carry that on you. Please carry stuff on you. Ladies, again, I'm sorry to harp on you, but you're uniquely vulnerable because you're small and weak and your wrists are really small. When you walk to class, when you walk to your car after work, when you're walking to your apartment, leaving your apartment, please be more aware. Keep your face out of your phone and start carrying stuff on you. All right, speaking about being aware of stuff, there's a headline from today in the New York Post that I'm not going to go into any details. It's too icky, and I just don't want to. You'll figure out why I'm not going into details in a moment. The headline is, over 25 school employees arrested for sexual misconduct with minors in just 1 week. In 1 week. If you look at the totals year over year, the number of times this is happening is staggering out there. And it's not just men. It's not just women. It's men preying on the female students, female teachers preying on the man student, on the male students. It's universal. But I will tell you something. In this day and age, in case you're wondering, I talked to a cop buddy of mine this weekend. In this day and age, people are more online now than they ever were. Now, I'm going to try to explain this in a way that's not gross, but I want to make you aware of something that I was made aware of. People spend more time online now than ever. Okay. Spending more time online is obviously not a great thing. It's not avoidable, but I get it. But it gives you more access to things. What does that mean? Well, it gives me more access to good stuff and you more access to good stuff I want. If I need air conditioning filters, and I did because I got the wrong size, I don't want to go into it. Boom, beep, beep, beep. Next day, air conditioning filters show up at my house. That's good. Thank you, Internet. I appreciate that. But it also does something else. It gives people with proclivities, not a good way to put it, people with desires that are not good or not admirable, it gives them a way to, instead of hiding that desire, it gives them a way to feed that desire at all times. At all times, you can feed that desire. And what it's done is it's made our bad people worse people, because they're the heroin addict who all of a sudden had an unlimited supply, where he should have been cut off, go to rehab. Instead, it was, oh, here's a mountain of black tar, have a good time. I'll finish what I'm trying to say here in just a second. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. That's going to be tons of fun. Now, let's get back to this about the employees, all these school employees getting arrested for misconduct with students. Because we are more online now than ever, people who have desires they shouldn't have, instead of hiding them like they used to have to do, can sit alone and wade into them.
This is creating a problem, because then they carry the problem that's now much worse. They essentially sat down and grew the tumor 10 times its normal size before they marched out into society. Now they're carrying it out into society. The only reason I brought this up was this. I've had this conversation with my sons many times before. I'll have it with them again. As people on the right, we have a moral founding of some kind. I'm certainly not a good person, but I'm sure you are. Because of that, when we look at people who put themselves into the lives of children, it is very, very, very tempting to automatically assign good motives to that. It's very tempting to, oh, wow, isn't that so sweet how that guy could have done anything and he chose to become a kindergarten teacher. Oh, that's precious. Oh, I just love my kid's little league coach. He is so good with those kids, and I can't believe he would volunteer to spend 10 hours with other people's kids on a Saturday. How nice of him. And I'm not saying your kid's little league coach is some kind of perv, or your kid's kindergarten teacher is some kind of perv, but I am saying we have got to take an extremely close eye on anyone who intentionally puts themselves in the presence of our children. Look, I love my kids. I love them to death. And even I'll tell you, man, sometimes my sons can get annoying. They each got a noisemaker. They each got banished from the house on Sunday, yesterday, because they found one of them had this like chicken that did this really, really horrible sound. And the other one found one of the whistles. I don't know what, Kalamazoo or something like that. Kazoo. That's right, Chris. Kazoo. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, and they were doing them at each other throughout the house. And they thought this was the funniest thing in the world. And eventually I just flipped out and I banished them outside and locked them outside. So if there's somebody out there who says he wants to spend a bunch of extra free time with my sons, maybe he's a really good guy. He might be. Maybe she's a really good lady. She might be. But I will tell you this, that's not going to be the first thing I assume. We have to, just wanted to make you aware of it. All right. All right. Let's get to some emails before we get to Medal of Honor Monday, before we get to the system. The system looks like they're going to try to toss us a little bone here. Just try to placate the masses. Toss us a little loaf of bread and we'll go away. Wait till you hear what they're doing. Before we get to that, ooh, in the future of blue states, let's get to some emails. Dear most humble historical oracle, my wife and I have been listening to your show almost every day for 6 months. We love your history segments. Appreciate the way you make them come to life. Wife's gotten into family history, has learned some cool things about her father's side of the family. They have a long history of military service, and there have been Cunninghams who fought in, he said literally, don't do that, every war in our nation's history. Are there books you would recommend that would give her a good understanding of American history to help put these family stories in context? Their names are Eric and Holly. They said I can say them. All right. Now, the reason I read this is I get a lot of these emails, understandably so, of, hey, is there a book I can read for this, or kind of a general book, or I want to understand history better, or American history better, or world history. Okay. Whatever the case may be. May I recommend this? This is a great way that I have found to find the books you're looking for. Because no, I can't specifically offer you this or that. I tell you when I'm reading a good book, don't I? I always come on here and tell you. What I think will help you out the most is buying the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. No, I'm kidding. I'm actually joking. That's not what I'm talking about. Here's what has helped me out. Podcasts. You know, there are a bunch of podcasts out there, right? All kinds of different podcasts out there. And most of them are trash, complete and utter trash. They are. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Here's a good place to start. Find a podcast on whatever battle or period of time in American history that interests you. Don't worry about if it's good or not. Maybe you're interested in Prohibition. Maybe you want a history of the American Revolution, or you want to know about the Mongols or the Persians or Cleopatra, whatever interests you in history. Pick it. Now pick a podcast. Almost universally, if you go find the podcast of someone who did a podcast on that subject, this sounds complicated. It's not. Just trust me. This system works. I've been using it for a long time. They will list their sources, the books they read to prepare for the podcast. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, yeah, but I could just listen to the podcast and get the general gist. As someone who has done this a million times, let me just tell you this. No. Why? Because if I was to give you Touched with Fire, that's a great book that I brought up for you before. You want to know a lot about the war in the Pacific, or at least some really interesting tidbits? Touched with Fire. That's a great work. So if I was to sit down and read Touched with Fire, and I have, obviously, I would have takeaways from that book. Things that, man, they hit me hard. Wow, that's a fact. That's a thing I'm going to remember forever. But if I handed you that exact same book, you would walk away almost undoubtedly with totally different takeaways than the ones I would have. So go read the book yourself. Find the podcast. Use the podcast to get book recommendations. From there, start reading. That's it. Start reading. Good enough? Good enough. It's time for Medal of Honor Monday. Now, Medal of Honor Monday is one of those things we have to be ready for. If we're too low T, we may find ourselves just quitting halfway through Medal of Honor Monday as we read about these freaking legends out there. So, let's not risk being low T. In fact, let's make sure we're a nation of strong men and women who are out there making babies to make sure this country continues on. Let's make sure we feel good, have energy in the afternoon instead of needing a cup of coffee in the afternoon. Go get a male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from Chalk today. Do you want to take a chance on sounding like Gene Wu?
There is no safe place in America anymore. There's no church that's safe. There is no...
He might need 10 years of
shop. School that's safe. There's no shopping mall that's safe. There's no library.
This is how you're going to sound in a year if you don't start taking shop.
That's safe. Not because of books.
CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. In all seriousness, testosterone is a big deal. Guys, you need it. Not optional. And it's dropping. Let's reverse that trend, all right? Females, ladies, go get yours too. Now, for the rest of us, it's time to go into Medal of Honor Monday, and it's a good one today. You ready for it? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.